CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Hollywood writers are on strike after contract negotiations with the studios fell apart. Variety co-editor-in-chief Cynthia Littleton.
The fight that fueled the writer strike boiled down to a simple thing. Writers were fighting to ensure that they had the right to get paid when their work, their movies and TV shows, streamed on the internet.
The last writer's strike lasted 100 days. The manhunt continues in Texas for Francisco Oropesa, the man police say murdered five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop firing his AR-15 assault-style weapon from his front porch. President Biden set to meet next week with the top four congressional leaders in an attempt to reach an agreement on raising the debt ceiling so the U.S. doesn't default on its debt payments. The Surgeon General says at least half of U.S. adults report experiencing loneliness. The report urging less digital interaction and more in-person connections. This is ABC News. The FAA giving the green light to nearly 200 new airline routes up and down the East Coast. Officials say by sending planes further out over the ocean and into the Gulf of Mexico, it could reduce congestion and help cut travel time. Older routes, often with zigzags, were put in place when planes relied on ground-based radar. A family photo session in Arizona turning painful for a family when they suddenly came under attack by bees. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
The mom and her two kids were attacked by a swarm of bees while taking photos in Buckeye Valley outside Phoenix. The mom rushed to get her kids inside their car while taking the brunt of the stings. Firefighters responded in rescue gear, carrying the children to the fire truck, spraying water and foam into the swarm of bees. The mother taken to the hospital, suffering 75 stings.
Experts say the best way to get away from a swarm, run in a straight line and try to get inside. Justin Finch, baby. ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. 14-year-olds could potentially serve alcohol to seated customers in bars and restaurants under a new bill circulated by a pair of Republican lawmakers. Currently, only workers over 18 can serve alcohol to customers in Wisconsin. The lawmakers say their idea creates a simple solution to Wisconsin's workforce shortage in the food and beverage industry. Governor Evers listed numerous initiatives in his proposed budget to address workforce shortages, but WPR reporting GOP lawmakers plan to remove over 500 items from the governor's proposed budget. And today, Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are expected to remove nearly all of the governor's series of measures on gun safety, that despite Wisconsinites' wide support of universal background checks and red flag laws. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Hollywood writers are on strike after contract negotiations.
Hey, brother, what's up? This is a
big party, man. Yeah, brother, like,
solid. Right on.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
What's up?
What's up?
Woo!
Scary?
Yeah, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know I'm doing okay. At least it's not raining today.
Yeah, the sun is out a little bit, man, and it looks like we're finally going to be turning the corner. By Thursday, it'll be 60 degrees, and it shouldn't get any colder than that. Until maybe October. Man, this is the meat of it, man. You know, this is what we've been waiting on. You know, the summer is officially June 21st. We're into May, and 60 should be something that we should have on a regular basis. So we've been 20 degrees below normal, and it's been that way for a couple weeks, so now we'll get a chance to enjoy some warm weather. But, man, I want to talk to you about a couple things, Calvin. You know, social media and decisions that are being made right now to basically ban young people from many of these sites, you know, because, you know, let's be clear, man. This measure by a couple Republicans in Madison, Representative David Steffen, is one of them. And the measure would also, social media companies would have to verify the age of Wisconsin users and get parental permission for kids to open accounts under a bill unveiled Monday by Republican Representative David Steffen. The measure would also stop children under 18 from using their accounts between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. But parents could opt out of all requirements for their child. Lawmakers across the country have been pushing to limit children's access to social media. Nearly half of states nationwide have recently banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from state-owned devices. What are your thoughts on that, man?
I think it's a non-solution, because what is stopping, especially a 15-year-old kid, from hitting yes, I'm 18 on the app and just using it anyways? There's no way to enforce it.
You know, let's say if there was a way to enforce it.
I mean, what would be the way? Put kids in juvie for using social media?
No, man, I don't. I don't know if there's any way, but the thought of it. I mean,
social media certainly is a problem for especially younger people. But that being said, I don't think the government can really do anything about it. This is about the culture and the responsibility of parents.
You know, man, you said a mouthful, and, you know, you're a young guy, and so you are a relatively young guy. You as a young guy was turned on to social media at what age about?
15 or 16, probably.
15 or 16 years old. Was it as raunchy as it is now? Was it as bad as it is now? No.
No, I wouldn't say so. It was different.
Yeah, it was different, but I got to tell you, man, maybe it's because, you know, maybe it's because of my age. But, man, the influence and the impact that this is having on young people is really just out of control, man. And there are sites that parents can't control. I mean, you know, we know about TikTok and Facebook and a few others. But, man, you know there's some stuff out there, right? There's some sites that parents can't. How can parents control it?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't. I mean, there's ways you can, like, set up, like, on your Wi-Fi system, you can, like, blacklist certain websites and stuff. But, I mean, a smart teenager can figure out how to get around that.
So, see, that's the problem, Calvin. Parents can only do so much, and there's a system that is there. And to be honest with you, man, it's kind of taking control over young people. Not all, but the young people who have the wherewithal to not get caught up in doing things that they shouldn't do, and are strong enough and their families are strong enough that they can survive that. But what about all the kids who can't?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where we have to go back and take a look at, like, income equality and inequality in education, because that's really what it comes down to. The kids who don't have that opportunity are being restricted in some way due to their family's financial circumstances. Well, or
but let me ask you, man, because there are parents and children who are well off who also get caught up in this web, man.
Well, I mean, it's bad parenting, I guess. I don't know really what else there is to say about it. I don't know what we can do at an institutional level to
But you have to, in some way, shape, or form. Look, man, when we've got a major problem with kids stealing cars and man, endangering their lives and other people's lives. There was another incident in our city yesterday where a bunch of 14, 15-year-old kids stole a car. They're driving recklessly. They run into the back of a bus, and one of the kids in the car is in critical condition. Basically, life may be over. Yeah, they stole a car. But back in the day when guys used to steal the cars, that, you know, when, you know, stealing cars is not new. But man, they used to have to get a knockoff key, what they call a knockoff key, to steal cars. And so they didn't. Today, you can go on the internet, and it shows you how to steal a car. How does that make any sense? Why is that legal?
Yeah, no, there needs to be some responsibility put on the automobile manufacturers. They shouldn't be allowed to produce cars that are so easily stolen.
But what about the internet? I mean, they teach you how to make a bomb. How is that? How are those things okay?
I mean, what do we do? Get rid of the internet?
No, I don't know, man. What I'm saying is,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the internet was the sort of this Pandora's box that's been opened, and now it cannot be closed. We have to learn how to deal with it.
Well, but so adults, I can understand. But 12, 13-year-old children are in trouble. Families are in trouble. The internet and many people who own these sites have added to the trouble that we are faced with and families are faced with and children are faced with. And I do believe that those people have some responsibility. Now, you can say that, you know, how can we address it? There are ways that can be things that you can do, and that's what politicians are looking at doing across this nation, because they realize the impact that these sites have had on children and the impact that they are having on families and, for that matter, the future of this nation. When we know that they say a child's brain doesn't fully develop the frontal lobe until they're, gotta say this, Calvin, 26.
24.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, man. So we know that. So then why would we say to have to allow children with those early ages that we know that they're not cognitively, their brains are not cognitively developed, access to these kinds of things? I mean, Snapchat, TikTok.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That goes back to the parents, though, because 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds shouldn't even be having devices. It's not even an access thing of if they can get onto it. It's they shouldn't have an iPad. They shouldn't have a phone. Why does a 10-year-old kid need to be sitting in front of a screen?
Well, they do it in school, man. That's the technology.
I mean, there's no way kids are accessing those sites on school devices. During school hours, at least.
I don't know, man, because...
Yeah, man, school devices have the strictest firewalls around. They are not accessing any goofy stuff on school devices.
You know, it's a great point, man, that we want to get into. We've got to go to a break. Al, Eric, we'll come to you right after this break. It's a short break. What do you say, man? I think we're at a point where we've got to do something now. And the answer can't just be parents. Kids don't get to pick their parents, Calvin. And so if the parent is does not know, you know, and they're parents who don't know technology, really. And this is more than what they can handle. Got to go to a break. Eric, Al, hang on. 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 35. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Upper 50s Thursday, low 60s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
News and talk, up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The conversation is whether or not it's time to address, and put limits on social media. And a state representative in the state of Wisconsin, Representative David Steffen, has some ideas. Today, social media companies, advertisers, and predators have easy electronic access to our kids. It has become obvious that this has been at the expense of the health and well-being of our children, he said in an April statement. It's our job as parents or guardians to keep our kids safe, but the current online environment has made that nearly impossible. Al, good morning, my friend. You say what?
First of all, define parenting and the limits that were placed upon it starting in 1959 when laws came out saying that corporal punishment by
was illegal. Yeah.
Was illegal. And then later down the road in the 1960s and 70s, it's about children calling the police on their parents when they got spanked. And the parents got ticketed for corporal punishment, then the term domestic violence. What is parenting? What are the limits that are placed on parenting? 90% of what you ask is all about that. It's not about the media or what have you. As the young man said, children at a certain age, what's the point of them having a cell phone? When you put cell phones in schools, it totally distracts children from education because they're more focused on the phone than they are on the teachers and the people who are trying to instruct them.
No question. No question. I agree with you 100% on that.
But that's my thought.
Okay, so Al, but
here's, go ahead.
But what I will say is, and it's not just a cell phone, but it's a matter of how, you know, if they don't use or don't have their cell phone, they go by a friend's house, they're going to get on the computer, they're going to get access to these things. It's easy to say that parents should be able to deal with it, but Al, you and I have been around a little while with a little longer tooth it is more difficult now to raise a child than it was when you and I were children.
Not really. You know, I raised mine, and I raised grandkids and what have you. I make the rules. You follow the rules or their consequences. When I coach track, I put 50, 70 kids on buses. The first thing I did is got a duffel bag, and I collected all of the telephones. And I would not give them back to them until we got on the bus on the way home.
So
but they couldn't use them while they were with me.
So, Al, I will say to you that I'm in total agreement with that. You know, I run a summer program now. And one of the biggest debates and issues is whether or not children can have those phones while they're there. Because, yes, it's a major problem inside of the schools. I don't care
and
where it
everywhere
is.
Everywhere else. If yeah. you're out here competing in sports, your focus has to be on your skills and the sport, not calling your buddy. To talk about who shot John or whatever.
But Al, when
it's a total distraction.
But when you have parents, which is an issue that we deal with, and parents say, I want my child to have this phone because I don't know, I need to know where my child is at all times.
Then they should be homeschooling their children.
Now, I'm talking about now in the camp that we kind of run during the summer.
I said, and then they should be homeschooling their children.
Now, telephones
are not necessary in a classroom of any kind.
Well, now, it's because here's the other side of it. There are parents, single mothers, who say, listen, I'm single. I'm at work. I need my child is a latchkey child. I mean, these are issues that you have to deal with today in these environments. And so,
Earl, is there such a thing as a single parent?
Yes.
How many adult human beings that you know can make a baby by themselves?
Oh, no, I got that. Al, I'm not.
Well, then, hello. We have to hold people accountable for their actions. If they're out here making babies, and the partner that helped them bring this child on this earth is not assisting them, there's got to be a consequence.
Hey, Sam.
Don't put that on society.
So Al, can you make a person, you know, who in many instances, who chooses not to engage with that mother and that child, you know, you can lock them up.
But they engaged with them to make the baby.
I got that.
So they have a responsibility to help raise that child until they're adults, and their purpose is to make that child as good as or better than they are.
You know, Al, as a man who's been married to a woman for over 42 years, and still
mine is 47.
I know, so my point is I do understand that. Okay, but I'm saying is you can't. How are you going to force it? How can you?
I'm not saying force it. We make laws for everything, every stupid thing out here. You got a law for it. Then deal with the law of procreation and responsibility to raise your offspring.
Al, got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. Eric, I see you. I'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Hollywood writers are on strike after contract negotiations with the studios fell apart. Variety co-editor-in-chief Cynthia Littleton.
The fight that fueled the writer's strike boiled down to a simple thing. Writers were fighting to ensure that they had the right to get paid when their work, their movies and TV shows, streamed on the internet.
The last writer's strike lasted 100 days. The manhunt continues in Texas for Francisco Oropesa, the man police say murdered five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop firing his AR-15 assault-style weapon from his front porch. President Biden set to meet next week with the top four congressional leaders in an attempt to reach an agreement on raising the debt ceiling so the U.S. doesn't default on its debt payments. The Surgeon General says at least half of U.S. adults report experiencing loneliness. The report urging less digital interaction.
Local radio
and more
for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across
ABC
the state
News.
Of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican state lawmakers start reworking Governor Evers' budget proposal today. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee plans to finish Wisconsin's new two-year state budget in a few weeks. Republicans are expected to cut most of the governor's $104 billion proposal he put on the table in February. More people in Wisconsin could get into state parks for free. A committee of the state Senate is holding hearings today on plans to offer free admission to certain fourth graders, anyone with an Every Kid Outdoors pass, and to everyone in Wisconsin on Earth Day. The state already offers a free fun weekend that lets everyone in Wisconsin into state parks for free on the first weekend in June. In sports, the Brewers are at Colorado tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, talking about whether or not it's time to do something and put some limits on these sites that children are frequenting and causing really a lot of disruption to the development of young children. And unfortunately leading some down the wrong path. What do you say? Let's go to Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. Appreciate it, man. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, like, I'm just thinking that, you know, it's the horse is out of the barn in a way. These kids, you know, my kid, I know, as an example of a child, he's been on the computer since, you know, third grade at least, you know, if not sooner. And they're on their little Chromebooks all day at
right.
school. And then they're growing up, they're watching their parents. How many times have people seen little babies like reach for phones, like, you know, like just reach for their parents' phone, like without even realizing, like, you know, that's not their thing. But their parents are on it so often. I mean, we're setting the example for kids that this is our babysitter too. And so they're seeing that and they emulate it. And then you look at the websites. I mean, kids nowadays, they know more about these websites than these, you know, legislators. I mean, the kids understand how this stuff is working way more than these folks do. And so they know already how to get around whatever they're going to be doing to try and stop them. And my concern is not TikTok or Snapchat or any of that. Why does no one talk about 4chan or 8chan, which is also an adult problem, not only a children's problem, but those are the websites that are actually, you know, converting these kids into radical kids and stuff like that. TikTok is actually informing them too much about how bad things are going. That's why they want to get rid of TikTok, because it's not, you know, news that's gilded like we're supposed to be giving the kids these days. And I'll leave you with one other thing, Earl. This is kind of off topic, but I'm just going to throw it out. You talk about it so much. I know this week you'll talk about it. I remember last week you talked about the military budget, right? And
right.
that's a subject almost daily, right? What I've been hearing a bit, and I think we're going to hear it more as time goes on and this becomes more of an issue, and it's always been an issue, is the military budget, much like fossil fuels these days, is essentially a jobs program. And so the only way we can off-ramp from both a huge military budget and fossil fuels is to simultaneously offer these folks some kind of a future. Because you can't, anybody supporting the military or fossil fuels is going to throw up their arms when you say, we need to cut it. We need to cut it because they're working in it. They live off of it. We need to come up with an idea to off-ramp these folks into something else, and then we can start talking about cutting military budgets.
Oh, okay, so, man.
I'll leave you
be. No, so hang on. So let's go back. Let's go back to, you know, the subject that we're talking about from the standpoint.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, man. No, listen, you're fine, Eric. But I don't want to get beyond the fact that what these sites, and you just talked about some sites that I don't know anything about, and many other parents don't know anything about. You know, Calvin might know, but there's so many of them, and they're causing major damage, psychological damage to children. So do we sit back?
And I believe.
Do we sit back and just not address it?
No, what I see, Earl, is it's a symptom of the nation. It's art imitating life. You know, happy children would not be going on the internet looking for friends with strangers.
True.
Happy children would not be going on the internet trying to figure out how to steal cars. Happy children
True.
Wouldn't be going on the internet trying to figure out how they can get a weapon in their hands. You know, I mean, it's a reflection on society. If we were a healthy society, let's be honest.
Yeah, but we're not.
These kids wouldn't be doing this stuff.
I know, but we're not. And so because.
Right, and that's why, again, it's a lot of like how they attack the drug problem as a consequence and a crime, as opposed to why do people want to check out for 6 hours of their day? It's kind of the same thing as a true solution. We need to go back. And so, I mean, they let the horse out of the barn 20 years ago when the internet was allowed to run wild without any kind of regulation, basically. And then now they're all like, oh, no, 20 years later.
Well, so Eric, I mean, there's no question that the things you said are absolutely correct. A society that is debauchery is at the root of, unfortunately. And so we're at a point right now where children, it might be easier to deal with the sites than it is to try to turn a society that's run amok around. Because there are more and more children who are being exposed to things, you know. And
are they not going to enforce it like the way they basically the the streamers or whoever you want to call it are going to become the drug dealers of the 21st century. And so they're going to go after them and pursue them and criminalize them.
Well, they should.
But how effective has it been? How effective has it been in the drug war?
Well, so no, it hasn't been. My point, and Calvin, I see you want to weigh in. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to build on Eric's point, I guess go ahead and put the restrictions on. They don't affect me, and I think my point will be backed up that it won't be effective. It won't have any large impact. Kids are still going to have access to the sites, no matter what kind of restrictions you put on.
And you're probably correct, but to not do anything is not sending the right message. We do know that something has happened and that kids of today, and here's another thing. So, Eric, that I was going to talk about, I might as well add it into this. And that was the fact about marijuana use and alcohol use. And so, I think I smoked my first joint when I was 19 years old. At least I got through high school before I tried a joint. We know kids are smoking pot at 10, 11 years old. And
I will say I was exposed to it. I was exposed to it essentially with parents and their friends and stuff
right.
as a toddler.
Okay, so right. So, and the reason I'm saying this, same thing with alcohol. So parents start drinking alcohol in front of kids, and the society accepted all of that because it was legal. And so kids started drinking alcohol at early ages. Alcohol has been accepted in the society. Marijuana, on the other hand, had been a major stigma. But as a person who smoked my first joint at 18 years old, 19 years old, at least I got through school, man, before and became an adult before I made that decision. That's not happening now. And so, do I think that has some negative impact on children at young ages, smoking pot, drinking alcohol? Yes, it does. And I don't think that any parent who began smoking pot and their children knew that they were smoking pot really thought that was okay, that they wanted their children to do the same thing. But when they're adults, that's a different story. But when they're children, that's another story altogether, a completely different thing. And because we know the impact that it has on adults, alcohol as well as pot, and children are not prepared for that, and children shouldn't be, smoking pot and drinking alcohol at these young ages. You know, all of these things we know as adults are more than what children should be dealing with at these young ages. So, again, society, once again, as you talked about, that's what's happening. We know it's permeated throughout the schools, throughout homes, and the impact of it on children is more than what should be expected. Your thoughts?
Again, I would like to say that I could see, like Calvin had said as well, I could see where they impose restrictions, and they have technology where they figure it out. But what I would not want to see is, again, because they are doing it already, is the demonization of the sites. That's what I – because they weren't designed for kids. I mean, they're designed for everybody. They're designed for whoever is going to want to click on things. And that is initially adults, and then whatever.
But
it's not going to be think about the children that even now grab their parents' phone. I mean, my kid grabs our phone. Our kid doesn't have a phone. He's 14. He doesn't have a phone, and he's different than most of his friends because of that. But he grabs our phone to use it if his friends are chatting or whatever, which is great because we can spy on him. Let's be honest. But but that's, he can get a hold of our phone, and then so if you can get on that phone, that's an 18 or older phone. How is it they're going to be restricted?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand the fingerprint
again,
or, if they have to do some sort of thing on there. And I think a lot of this is like they're demonizing it to the point where they think all of these children, you know, all the children are doing this. And really, again, it's an unhealthy batch, you know, that's doing it. And so it's and I understand there is an unknown, but we open the door. I mean, we've been companies and government that it's horse out of the barn. I wish them luck, but it's gonna be tough.
Hey, Eric,
it's tough every day with kids.
Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the call, man. I just know that because of what I see with children, and I'm around children, and the impact that these things are having on children, and parents work, and parents can't watch children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and what they're attempting to do, again, here's a measure that makes some sense to me. If they want to stop children under 18 from using their accounts between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., is there something wrong with that, Calvin?
Again, I think any person or teenager who knows their way around technology can bypass that without an issue.
So I'm not okay. So well then, so be it. But to do nothing, but to see what is happening, and we don't put forth any effort to try to address this. And there is something that can be done on the other end of it, Calvin, and that's with these sites. They certainly have the ability to do some things. They're their sites. And whatever those protections are, that they can be forced into doing those things. And so I'm for that. If that makes me a prude, so be it.
I think the majority of sites already have an age verification in place. Like, I don't think, like, in order to have an account, at least, okay, so I've listened to the CEO of TikTok went before Congress and talked a whole bunch of stuff. They have curated experiences where if you're under 13 years old, your feed is being limited and you're not seeing the same thing as everyone else. So there already are those mechanisms in place.
Yeah, but you said TikTok.
Okay, well, I guess we can implement that on other sites.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that there are these other sites that we know nothing about, you know, that kids know about. And corrupt them a lot more than TikTok or any of these other things. Is it safe to say that?
I would like to know what these sites are, but I guess it could be the case.
Yeah, well, they're not regulated. So if they're not regulated, then anything is okay. It's the Wild Wild West. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back. Turn to sorrow.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 35. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Upper 50s Thursday, low 60s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, it's, well, what about this? Because we're talking about, if you're just joining us, whether or not there should be restrictions on these sites that are consuming our children. And whether or not that responsibility should just lie on the parents and that there should be, you know, none of it on the developers of these sites. So under this bill, again, that they're talking about, it says this, under the bill which Stefan provided to the Associated Press before circulating for co-sponsors Monday, social media platforms would have 21 days to verify the age of Wisconsin residents with accounts created since 2019. I'm going to say that again, Calvin. 21 days to verify the age of Wisconsin residents with accounts created since 2019 and get permission from a parent or guardian to allow children to access existing accounts or create new ones. Parents would also receive full access to their child's account. Your thoughts, Calvin?
Sure, let's do it. I just don't think it's like...
Gonna make a
it's
difference.
It's just not gonna, like, what is stopping any kid from sitting the, yes, I am 18 years old button? That's like, it's not any different than what we have now.
So is that the only way?
I mean, how else would you do it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about like you technology. Can't,
children don't have IDs, so you couldn't really scan an ID. I think providing a social security number, that would definitely not fly. That'd be like...
Yeah.
And that those are really just the only two ways I can think of scanning a birth certificate. Like, that doesn't seem realistic.
No, you know, none of those things. But I do believe, man, that there are parents, you know, who clearly know that this is something we got to do everything we can. I believe, and I don't believe that in today's world, with all the technology that is out here, that we can't or they can't figure out a way to do this outside of those methods that you just talked about. I don't think that as brilliant as people are with technology, that they can't figure out a better way or some way to make this happen.
I'm just trying to think of ways that like identify you with your age, and you have an ID. Children don't have those. You have a birth certificate. That seems like a big jumping through hoops to have to scan a birth certificate to use an app. I mean, you could use some sort of like facial scanning technology, but what about people who look young or people who look old? That doesn't really address that issue. Like, there's really not, like, if someone has an idea, I would love to hear it. I don't think there's one that makes any amount of sense.
Okay, so, you know, this guy said in a statement that he modeled the measure after a law Utah lawmakers passed. So it's already in action in Utah in March. Questions have arisen about whether and how that law will be enforced, which is what you have said, and it's likely to face legal challenges. Arkansas lawmakers also passed a bill last month modeled after the Utah legislation that will offer another test of the enforceability of social media limits for kids. So this is going to happen. Okay. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Jean from Eau Claire, quickly, how you doing?
Hi, great show. I'm really wanting, thank you so much for having Kelvin speak, because, in all honesty, Kelvin, do you think this is an issue that needs this much emphasis? Is there another way to go about this? And you've grown up during technology, and you seem to be very well grown up. What do you think about this, or are we focusing the kids on now wanting to go to more of those sites?
Yeah, I would think to...
Questions. I'm sorry.
I think to Eric's point about happy kids don't do these things, we have to take a look at education, our education system. We have to take a look at, to Earl's point about single mothers aren't being able to handle these things, we have to look at why there are single mothers. We have to look at incarceration rates. We have to look at education. We have to look at access to birth control. We have all these deep-seated systemic issues that I think this rampant social media and irresponsibility with that is more of a symptom than anything else.
Well, thank you, because I agree 100% that we need to hit the issues in society significantly, because I think whether we had social media or not, these kids would be suffering big time, and I think that's their calming or their center, and I think taking that away, I think we need to hit those things up. Kids see the adults are running amok, and the adults need to start taking responsibility for what the devil they're doing, the hatred and all that kind of stuff. Hey, and that type of stuff. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Hey, Gene, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Standing by our side. 2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM.